Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Hi, welcome in to The Drive on a beautiful Monday. It's camp. It's camp week, baby. Hey. Training camp is back.
Them boys got to weigh in tomorrow. We weigh in today.
We weigh in today, baby. Think anybody nervous about weighing in?
Oh, I guarantee.
They got weights they're supposed to show up in.
Oh, no doubt. Whether you got Campo or Parcells, they nervous, baby. Whether you got one that really
D'Amico
don't mind,
seemed like he don't play with that weight stuff.
Well, D'Amico looks like he probably gives them a window.
We don't like that.
He probably says, look, I need you between 222 and 225. I'm going to give you a little grace right here because we do have a ramp-up period, and we're going to get your body right and yada, yada, yada. We want to do it the right way. Like in today's world, I don't know that an offensive lineman losing 20 pounds in about 3 days and then practicing in the heat is a good idea. That's probably a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Right? So I would imagine they're a little bit more friendly, but yeah, I would imagine there's some guys that just really would rather the coach not know that they have been out there just acting a fool over July 4th and for the last 2 weeks.
Who do you think it is that, like, who are candidates that you think are nervous about coming in at the weight? Because I know most people go right to the Flozell Adams of the world, the big dudes.
Well, one thing, Flo was overweight and he was willing to, but he was not nervous.
He didn't care.
He didn't, no.
He knew it.
I mean, he didn't even care enough to sit in the sauna. He was donating big money.
A lot of people think it's everybody. It's not just linemen. There are some other cats that roll in. Kick Rock said D'Amico Autry. I don't know. He seems like a guy that keeps himself decent shape. Not a bad thought. Mine was, Henry Toa Toa.
Henry's got a little bit of a problem.
He dropped some weight and played at a much better level
That's a good one.
I don't remember. When's the last time you seen him practice? I don't remember Henry practicing at those camps. Like, he's one where you're like, I'm not saying he doesn't work hard, but like if his weight is supposed to be, 235, 230. They got him listed 6'2", 228. If he's supposed to be 230, could you see him at 240?
I got a couple for you.
Okay. All right.
I think Brevin Jordan's
God dog it, that's where I was going to go to.
I mean, it all depends on where Brevin spent his last week. If it were anywhere where you can get in the mix, he was in the mix, and he was willing to pay
the price, yeah.
I think he's one. I think Blake Fisher is one. And that's just being a young, big dude that could potentially get away from you a little bit. Doesn't look like the most toned guy that I've seen. Damian Pierce is another.
Really?
Yeah. Pierce is one to me that just the build alone is one that it could get away from if you ain't careful.
Yeah. He seems to be obsessed. And damn it, he can't afford.
I know he can't. I'm telling you.
He can't afford to let that thing go.
Those are the top ones on my list.
All right. Not bad. Harris. Somebody texted Christian Kirk's not a bad one.
Christian Kirk may be a little. I mean, he looks like he get out there in Arizona and enjoy that life a little bit too much.
I don't know Ed Ingram, but I just want to put him on the list.
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
I pull up the picture. Ed looks like a guy that could go and get comfortable.
I'm gonna tell you one that got to be careful. Who? But the reports are he's been working on his body. That damn quarterback.
CJ.
I'm going to tell you, CJ looked like he messed around and have him a couple of fully dressed Coronas. It'll show in his face too now. Trust it from a guy that can do it now.
CJ. Nah, CJ wouldn't dare.
I'm telling you.
Wouldn't dare. All right, here we go. It's our weigh-in. Clint was at 240 last week. He's trying to get into the 230s. He kind of set the stage a little bit earlier, like he wasn't really confident that he pulled it off. But here we go. Come on, Clint. 242.
Gosh, dang it, man. If I had my damn sauna, it'd be 38, no question. I blame it on the sauna.
You think it's 4 pounds?
Oh, 2 weeks? Hell yeah. Absolutely.
You had your sauna?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't run yesterday.
Is that my boy Ron?
Get on down there, bub. What you got? He got tucked way up underneath there where I can't see it. I don't even know if he can see it way up underneath there. Damn. Act like you've been there before, Ron.
Here we go. Come on.
He's
now.
He's in the 80s. You look like you're in the 80s. You look like you're in the
80s. I see you wearing your weigh-in shirt.
No question.
Hey!
He's there. What is it? What did it say? I couldn't see it. Come on. Here's the proof. 88, baby.
Atta
big
boy.
Show. Big show. 288.
Atta boy.
Huh? That's 22. That's 22 pounds down,
that's
ain't
it, baby?
Come
Even
on,
with
baby.
A delicious pink scoop ice cream or blue or whatever. Oh,
man,
it was.
I think.
That's what it's all
boy.
About, man. That's why we do this.
I
thing
think
right
I
here.
Got. I think I gotta get the daiquiri ice.
You
every
deserve
Sunday. Every Sunday night to finish off the week.
You deserve it. Oh, no, you deserve a little.
Oh, hell yeah. 288. 288, bitches.
288. 288. That's the way you do it, man. You slowly chip away, baby.
That's right,
you
baby.
You slowly chip away. That's you don't right. make a drastic change. You slowly chip away.
Well, that
and
was
you
on a diet,
it.
Too, wasn't it?
Look, you had a pop with Tyler at the. I mean, you literally weathered the storm of Tyler Miller in an Astros game.
That was 2 weeks ago. I was going to say, yeah.
I mean, you had a little ice cream this
now
Sunday.
Now I wish I'd have ordered that damn beer with y'all the other day at Twin Peaks.
Oh, no. You wouldn't have got there if you'd been doing that. Man. I like it. 288. All joking aside, that's
there
what
it is.
That's the accountability I believe you were looking for, Ryan,
and I
when
ate
we started
today.
This thing, huh? And you ate today?
Yeah, I had breakfast.
Oh, damn. So you could have even got lower.
It, baby.
85 is the next goal, baby. I'm
285? Let's do it.
I'm still working on 30s for
you,
man. Any 30.
Hell yeah, bitches. Sorry. I'm sorry. That got away. All right.
88. Come on, man.
288, baby. There you go. Went out there and got Mike Irvin, baby. Take that two off. And then went 88.
That's left the glasses and the watch on. You may even got 287 if you.
I took the glasses off. I couldn't get the watch off.
Yeah. Was it 288 on the dot?
288 on the dot. Right, man.
Let's go.
I should have took these draws off.
You should, yeah. Just
pants,
take it all off, man.
Would have been there. There we go, baby. There we go. Very nice show.
Tyler will blur out the piece.
Laughing my ass off. 288. That's right.
Not sure. I have that technology, go. Dirty.
I no.
B. Scott can do it.
Come on. You're a little nervous. You're a little nervous, huh? I can see it in your eyes, Tyler.
A little bit.
Yeah, you're a little nervous. Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. Were you nervous about him getting under 290?
Just a little.
Just a tad.
Not a lot. Just a little.
It's fair. It's
I'm
fair.
Proud of you, though.
It's fair.
Let's go.
I got some good workouts in this weekend and some additional yard workout. I had a real productive weekend.
Did you?
Real productive.
What all did you
I'm
get
I'm really
in?
Proud of myself.
Did you get some man work in?
I did, man. I got some, like.
What'd you do?
Listen, I almost was going to have to spend some more money. Went in and got the whole yard fertilized and needed to get a...
Damn, you going for yard of the month up there in Siena?
Just trying to figure some things out. Then they said, they're like, hey, Owan said, make sure you hit this yard. Got to get water that yard, you know, a couple times over the next 3 days. A couple times a day over the next 3 days. I said, oh, I ain't turned this sprinkler system on since... I ain't turned it back on since... Since we had that below freezing weather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Been getting a lot of rain. I hadn't really felt the need for it yet. Boy, I don't know everything I did. I'm going from the sprinkler thing to the to where, you know, where I turned to the pipes, whatever I turn it on. I'm turning everything, every lever. I'm trying to remember what I did to turn it off. I'm trying to remember it. I can't get it. And I said, damn, man, I'm out here 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I said, shoot, let me really hone in on a YouTube video. And I'm banging out a YouTube video, and I'm doing everything. Still ain't doing nothing. And apparently, I don't remember doing it when I did it, but apparently I did turn off the main, at least, sprinkler system water source.
Okay.
And I had to go find that.
You remember where it was?
I don't remember. It couldn't have been that long ago, Clint. I just... And I turn it bad boy back on, and I heard boom, like the water kick. I said, "What?" Then the sprinklers came on because you know, boy, Mr. Sprinkler, that would have been a hit, right? They would have got me for everything.
Yeah,
for just to turn
working?
That damn night, all of them working. But then also, I've never really figured out how to run my sprinkler system. Father-in-law came at one time, swore to God he thought he had it, didn't.
Okay.
Then bad boys, they would just go off at any different parts of times of the day. One day they was going like four times a day. Then I YouTube again found an editorial on the exact one I got. Well, I had that.
You got it set up?
Oh, set up beautifully now. Before, it was set to year 2021.
Gotta get the year right, boy.
I didn't know that it on there that it has like four different systems where you could set it to run. Oh man. One of them ran at 11:30. One of them ran at 1. So whenever it was running, all of them, it would hit every. I was able to cut that thing off, but man, I got that thing working. I'm proudly looking at it.
Did you go ahead and tell Courtney that?
Oh, I'm proudly looking at it, watching it all the way around. It was a productive weekend, baby.
Welcome to old manhood right there, boy. When the sprinkler system works, it really does.
But I'm sweating bullets. It's 1 o'clock, it and I'm going back and forth. It was hot sweating bullets, but nah, man, I feel good. Feel good.
You should.
Feel good. There we go. Good.
And you're below 290. Got in them 80s, right, man. 285.
285 next time. I'm with it. That good enough for you, Tyler? Next week, 285?
Just 3 pounds?
I got to go to San Antonio. Just 3 pounds.
It's always an excuse.
When is that?
I mean, if you don't want something hard to go chase after, yeah, that's cool.
You have to wait at least 2 weeks after offering me brisket nachos before you can go that hard.
Follow your heart, man. Whatever you feel comfortable being the target, just go for it.
Hey, if I can get under 284, if I can get another 4 off, I get under 285. That's nice.
I like that a lot better. Let's go 284.
What was the low? What's the lowest you ever been, you said? Like when since you've been working here?
Oh, 197?
No, really?
Yeah.
Golly.
Maybe 195. Yeah.
I guess that one picture I saw, yeah, you were down there now.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. And got away from me. Thanks, Clint.
No, I didn't know it was going to be that reminder. Low. I thought we were going to work toward that. We got a ways to go before we start talking about that one.
All right, listen, I got a Jalen Hurts question, and it's based off of comments Cam Newton made, Clint. And we all know this is a Channel View's own Houston kid. His dad coached him out in Channel View. Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl champion now, and Cam Newton was talking about how he's left him out of his top 10 quarterback ratings right now. Here's Cam Newton, former NFL MVP, talking about Jalen Hurts.
I know everybody's going to get mad at this.
Cam hating on Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts does not have to play elite for the Philadelphia Eagles to win.
He has to play good, but he doesn't have to play elite.
We're not asking you to win the game. We're just asking you not to lose it.
When you ask that question, are we winning because of you? Solely because of you? Or is it the resources around you? So game changer, game manager, those are the things that you have to ask yourself. And those are the metrics that I'm going off of.
It's like, bro, even when the tush push, you got 5 people pushing you, bro. You got a solid group around you, dog. And the man who Jalen Hurts is, bro, I respect him. I take my hat off to him. But just because he's a great guy, that don't mean I can't critique his game.
All right, that's Cam Newton. Before I ask my question, fair? Were his comments fair?
Oh, I think it's fair.
They're fair.
I think
not whether you agree with him or not, but were they fair?
No, I think it's fair to critique Jalen Hurts. In that way, yes,
and his
I think
criticisms that's fair. Were fair.
Yes, I think that's fair. Yes.
Let me ask you and the people this, because clearly Jalen Hurts is penalized for something. It's because his resume, second in the MVP vote. I mean, he's played 5 years, second in the MVP voting. He's gone to the playoffs 4 times. He's gone to the Super Bowl twice. He's won a Super Bowl. He has outperformed, arguably the player of the era. At the same position he plays in the biggest game in the Super Bowl twice. So his resume doesn't fit what a lot of people say. Hell, the ESPN executives, they had him 9th. Clint, do you think he's being penalized because of what Cam had to say, that he has really good teammates and people around him, or do you think he's potentially getting penalized because our first impression of Jalen is he was a second-round pick that was kind of a reach at the second round, and he struggled as a thrower when he entered the league. Which one do you think he's being penalized? Because it feels like people can't get the first Jalen Hurts we saw out of their mind.
Yeah, look, I don't think he's being penalized for any of that. I don't think people look back and go, "Boy, that was a second-round draft pick." I think I think people look at Jalen Hurts and go, man, this kid was a national champion in college, and he's a Super Bowl champ here. I firmly believe this, and I know it's boring, and I know it's we've talked about it before, Ron. I firmly believe that Jalen Hurts will forever be minimized in terms of being the impact that he has on the how solid the teams are and how much they win and how consistent they are and how consistently great they are and how we talk about it with Will Anderson over here in Houston about the bar being set, the standard being set, guys being held accountable, alphas that are just like, hey, man, I ain't afraid to be like, hey, man, that ain't it. Like, that is as valuable an asset to have in a team sport as any speed, size, athletic ability is. And so I think that being Jalen Hurts' number one, I believe that's Jalen Hurts' number one superpower. And that for 99.9% of the world and for people that analyze it and for people that they don't know, they don't agree, they don't understand, it's not sexy to cover, it's hard to articulate that, but that is where Jalen Hurts' number one value, most valuable part of his game and his being is and always has been is that. And it's as powerful as anybody else's ability that they bring to the table.
I feel like there's a bit of a Brady thing going on here. I think it took people a while to forget Tom Brady was the sixth round pick.
Yeah.
And that guy that ran that 40.
Yeah.
Until it at some point they looked up and said, oh, okay, well, at some point, man, he's no longer that guy. And I do feel like a bit of, man, as you kind of said, he got replaced by two in the national championship game. This guy struggled to throw the ball accurately enough that what we do. But he's improved in all of that stuff, right?
Yep.
He's improved in all of that stuff. I do feel like a little bit of the first impression thing with Jalen is something that it's hard for people to mentally shake. Because I think if Jalen Hurts, if Trevor Lawrence put up the same numbers that Jalen Hurts did, there would not be a conversation. Like, if their careers were the same, there would not be a conversation of, yeah, Trevor Lawrence, oh, is he a top 10 quarterback? It would be like, yep, there's the generational guy we talked about.
If we're leading the Jalen Hurts conversation, Ron, with the supporting cast and the inability to throw the ball at an average level in the NFL, then you flat ass don't get it. And you're never going to get it. I mean, you know what I mean? You're never going to get it.
Well, Jalen doesn't help his teammates. Like it's his part of the game doesn't help.
It helps the entire team. Yeah, I'll argue it helps the organization. I mean, the standard and the bar and what is and isn't accepted and the way you deal and bounce back from adversity is extremely, extremely powerful.
Yeah.
And he is, I'd argue he's the best we've probably seen it.
Yeah. Lamar has a great cast. They don't do that to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, fair.
You know what I mean?
Just got voted cast as the best roster in the league right now, by the
they
way.
They have a great cast. All right, coming up, speaking of greatness, do we understand the greatness that we're watching what seems like a weekly basis? We'll discuss that coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, a little news. There's no need for breaking news on this. But free agent cornerback Arthur Mollett. It's kind of been of a slot guy, slot to inside or outside guy, but a lot in the slot. He's played with the Ravens. He just signed a one-year deal with the Texans, Clint. He's healthy, and he will be ready for training camp. He had a strong 2003 season with the Ravens as a slot corner.
2003?
Yeah. As a blitzer, but limited it to three games in 2024 due to injuries.
You said 2003.
I thought I said 23.
That's why I was like, how old is this guy?
Did I say three? 2023, I mean.
If he's got Aaron Rodgers beat, I believe we got a better
couple more. Even said 2003?
Yeah. 2023, if I left out the 20 portion of that.
He's not that old.
2023.
I was trying to do the math in my head before.
He was looking at me crazy. I was thinking, well, maybe I'll get to the 2024 season portion of you, like thinking like he had played since 23.
This Frank.
And I looked over at Tyler, and Tyler's got the same look on his face. So I guess I said 2003. 2023, he was with the Ravens. Blitzer, good slot corner. So apparently they feel like they need it at least to add bodies there. I don't know. This would seem like more than just bodies to me. A guy whose last season was struggles of injuries, but the year before that, he was on the number one defense, playing a big role on the number one defense. Like, you know, in 2023, the Ravens, you remember, had the best record in football, but the big thing is they had the number one ranked defense and allowed like 15 points a game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, he was number 10. He was blitzing. He was out there a lot for the Ravens. So that this doesn't just – there's sometimes you look at some bodies, some camp bodies, like, oh, all right, that's a camp body. This guy feels like he may be a little bit more than that. This is a guy that feels like may compete a little bit more.
Well, I think, look, when you look at what D'Amico – he's so multiple in schematically in what he can – and will do, and I just remember, hell, I don't even remember if it was early last year, but anyway, the basically playing one of your safeties as a guy that could roll down and be in coverage a lot more, which again, you can do it with any style of player. You can do it with a safety. You can also do it with a nickel defender. That a nickel defender should have the ability to do safety things. If you do want to split the middle of the field and play quarters or play halves, you should have a nickel defender that has the ability to do that. But if you have that guy in there along with Jalen Petrie, along with Kalen Bullock roaming the middle, and at any point in time you can slide both of that level of nickel defender into the box, you could create a hell of a package there. Now look, the thing is that this nickel position with D'Amico Ryans, it seems like we're flirting with a lot of options, and I don't know how valuable every single one of them are going to be, and I don't know how you keep every single one of them on the roster. Or this may just be, hey, man, we up in the competition at that nickel defender position.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to believe Jalen Petrie's the guy at that nickel defender position because they paid him, didn't they?
Yeah. You would think nickel.
So I mean, there's no like hidden, well, maybe they're not as high on him as we are, that, you know, kind of deal. That's your guy. I know they really like Miles Bryant there.
Yeah, more, especially more of his coverage.
Right. I've flirted with the obviously Jalen Smith kid giving you an option inside that was drafted in the third round this year. We also last year saw Kamari Lassiter jump down there and be an impact player. So, you know, again, you go back to what's my man's name? Got in the off the field trouble stuff, the safety. Mine just
went blank.
Jimmy Ward. You know, Jimmy Ward not being an option, how do you replace that body? And is it a safety? Is it a nickel defender? Is it an interchangeable type of player? What does that look like? Looks like D'Amico Ryans is giving himself a lot of options here.
Yeah, I don't want to I don't want to over, like, we didn't play breaking news. This isn't a, like, this isn't a guy that I would be just shocked, Clint, if he got cut or right. if he didn't make sure. the team.
Well, he was on the streets in July 21st.
But just judging from, now he's older, he's 32 now, but judging from 2 years ago, like, he played a pretty big role. I don't want to say a starting role, but he played a pretty big role for a team that had Super Bowl aspirations, that was the number one defense. And as you brought up Jalen Petrie, similar to him, a blitzer, a guy in the slot that played around the line of scrimmage. So we'll see what he adds to this team, but this was a pickup. Injuries last year derailed his 2024 season, not 2004 season, but his 2024 season. And but the 2023 season, that was a guy that was a big part. All right, it is Monday. We do this each and every week. Monday's weekend's best. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. Who was your weekend's best? Who was your weekend's worst? We will discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is a Monday, and it was an interesting weekend. And let's Let's do what we do. You can text in and join us as well. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well as we do weekends best and weekends worst. Let's go. Let's start with weekends best. Clint, what's your weekends best?
Well, I need to turn my mic on. Clearly, I had me a good little old weekend. But, yeah, I mean, you're probably seeing the highlights, boys. I mean, you've seen them. Even if you wanted to or you're paying attention, and even if you knew what the hell it was, there's this flag football championships that are going on. I've seen the girls and the boys. I had no idea, like, the age ranges and all that. It's a football being thrown around, so it piques my interest. I'll be honest with you, when it comes to flag football, the female flag football turns me on a little bit more than the men, because there's some girls out there that can absolutely sling it and catch it and run with it.
The girls from the Texans were really good.
They won it, weren't they? The champions, right? Yeah. So we'll tip my cap to them. But there's a young fella out there. His name's Bryson Wright out of Jacksonville, Florida. He was on the Jacksonville team. He's listed at 6'2", 200 pounds, but Ron, you said you heard somebody talking to him earlier. He's every bit of 6'4".
Yeah, yeah.
Looks closer to 6'4", right? I would have guessed 6'4", but I looked it up. It said 6'2". Again, this kid is out of Jacksonville, Florida. He's a 2028 wide receiver, Bryson Wright. If you've seen these highlights, you probably think he is an inbound college athlete. He is 14 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got a while.
He is 14 years old. He is a class of 2028. He's out here signing autographs, and he's got an NIL deal. And I know the one catch, which I just saw, like, Ron, that you were talking about a while ago. I've seen it multiple times. I just saw it again up here on the TV in the studio. That was as good a catch as your – that was Odell Beckham Jr. type of catch that we've all seen a million times, but he was over a defender instead of falling out of bounds when it happened. Absolutely ridiculous. You got to check this kid out.
It was insane.
I mean, he is literally – now, apparently he already had NIL deals and was already signing autographs, so he's already on the scene in terms of recruits and recruiting and all that kind of stuff.
I was going to say, I hope he plays the same way with pads and a helmet on.
Well, he's got Alabama, LSU.
Already, huh?
Ohio State, I believe those are his top three. But this kid's – the NIL, the money-making potential, the recruiting of the – like, it's fixing to go through the roof, all based off of this flag football stuff, because his highlight reel is – the catch was impressive, but his overall highlight reel is this kid is a human highlight reel. Every time he touches it, whether he catches a ball for 2 yards and he runs away from people, or he catches it over the top of people, or he makes a highlight reel-type catch, Ron, it's absolutely ridiculous. This kid's crazy talented, crazy mature and developed – at 14 years old, you got to check him out. Bryson Wright on the flag football team that's representing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, it was amazing. That catch he had was insane. Like you said, at 14, yeah, they all already on him. He gonna come in and make him look cash already.
Mm.
Hope that goes well for him. But now he seems like a really talented kid. All right, for me, my weekend's best is. Even though it was a tough one for the Astros, then on that other end, then the AL West probably had a good weekend because the Astros are now 2-7 in their last 9, and Seattle, who they just faced, took 2 of 3. They're 6-4 in their last 10. The Rangers, who just took 2 of 3 from the Astros prior to the break, they're 6-4 in their last 10. And the Angels, they're 6-4 in their last 10. They've all gained ground on the Astros. Now, 4-game lead, 7.5 over the Rangers, 4 games over Seattle. So, tough one for the Astros, but for the rest of the AL West, this is probably how they've needed things to go for them to get back in it with what happened with the Astros.
So, the overall AL West,
yeah,
huh?
the AL West had a good weekend. They had a good weekend. Now, they're not taking advantage of this thing like the Brewers are, who are on a 10-game winning streak right now. And they really have climbed into it. But 6-4 in your last 10 when the favorite and the team in first place are, they've won 2 out of their last 9. That's how you gain ground.
We'll get all this little funk.
Hopefully for the Astros, they can slip out of this. But yeah, it was a struggle here for the Astros and not as much for the West. All right, what's your weekend's worth?
Mine is the WNBA and Kelsey Plum. I would say I'm a casual fan. We've talked about it before. I watch it with my, now that I got two little girls, I'm more interested in it, and we watch it. I just watching the game this weekend and just in and out of it. The storylines are there's two storylines going around right now, and whether it's fair or foul, I think it's bad for the WNBA. Them wearing shirts of pay us what you owe us type stuff at this situation. And now some context that I think is fair to put out there is apparently the league is in negotiations right now of a new whatever they call CBA, collective bargaining agreement, whatever they call it. So I understand where they're going with it. I just believe that there's better ways for them to make their statements than when they're trying to grow their sport. It's a huge weekend for them. And the truth of the matter is, I think that kind of stuff turns a lot of people off for what that's worth. I think that was a bad decision. And then, on top of it, Kelsey Plum goes and makes comments afterwards, again, about the Caitlin Clark stuff, about Caitlin Clark's team. She, for whatever reason, she felt the need to say Caitlin Clark's team wasn't in on the decision to do this. And it doesn't matter what the intentions of either are. The reality of it is the perception and in the attempt to grow the sport and bring more eyeballs to the sport, I think these kind of things are a turnoff at this point in time. Don't get me wrong. I think there's a time and place. I don't think she had bad intentions. It was in the post-game presser. They asked about the shirts. And she said it was a surprise to all of us. It was a last-minute decision. And then for whatever reason, she added... use the word tattletale. I don't know what the hell that was about, but she said not to be a tattletale, but none of Team Clark's representatives were in on the decision. And the Ionesca girl that was sitting next to her, you could tell was uncomfortable. She even said, like, I don't know why that was that needed to be said. So it was really a Kelsey Plum blunder, but it's just, to me, it was just one of those, like, man, just leave it alone already, right? They just invite the critics to continue to knock it down in a moment where I feel like the league is gaining momentum, and stuff like that is just fair or foul. I think stuff like that just turns people off. And so I think that was, for me, that was a poor decision.
Yeah, I think they damn sure need to be on the same page of things. Like, Kelsey Plum's one of their stars in their league. She probably shouldn't be surprised or caught off guard or forced into it. So you would think they should be on the same page. They're going to just naturally turn some people off. To me, with the discussions of everything that's going on right now with them trying to get a new deal, I don't know. It feels like them pushing the envelope makes sense at this point now. I can see where they come to the point of like, all right, this is the All-Star game. This is all of us together, a big stage. You know, let's make this statement right now, right, while we're in the middle of trying to negotiate.
And to me, that's where you get whatever eyes are on the individual teams and individual players. You've got all those eyes on the team. Just put an entertaining product out there. Just go out there and ball out, and let's have a good time with it. Instead of turning now everybody that didn't watch the entire game is hearing about, oh, these play, they're you know, the NBA pays for it all anyway. You're getting more than you were. It just turns into this, again, to the casual fan, this conversation that I just don't care to hear.
Yeah, and their thinking is, all right, well, it's just going to keep going the same way it always is. If we don't do anything, and this is probably the strongest time for them to strike. This is probably the most popular their product has been, this time with, the Caitlin Clark and all of that kind of jumping up into the scene. All right, my weekend's worst is for myself, because the Lakers signed Marcus Smart, and Marcus Smart is in my top 10 all time of sports figures that I hate. Just
really
sports hate. Wow. Not like I don't hate him as a, you know, I don't wish ill of him, but sports hate. You know, like John Elway is up there for me. somebody who would just kill me.
Why is Smart?
I got a feeling why I know. At Oklahoma State, and you know, we had some run-ins with Kansas. He did a real disrespectful thing on the middle of the Jayhawk. Then at the Celtics, you know, and he's like, I know many people give LeBron the flop thing. This guy's an all-timer. I mean, this guy is Marcus Smart just gets, he's just an irritant. Like he's he is in the realm of Brooks and Draymond, but he just kind of slides away just a little bit. He's the guy that you only like if he's on your team.
Yeah.
And I have now
and
I
he's
have
on
to,
your team.
And I have to root for him. I cannot stand Marcus, the athlete Marcus Smart.
Right.
The sport, it's a sports hate. I'm sure he's a great guy.
I'm familiar enough with his game where I could see. I think your latter point there of you just this is hard to root for unless he's on your team. I think he's always seemed to me to be a guy that when he is on your team, he's really easy to root for.
Yeah,
he's bugging the hell out of somebody.
He's
else.
Bugging. he's a go hustle, go yeah. hard, diving, yeah. and. But he gets on my nerves. He's a guy that can and just jump himself into the stands off of some things. He gets on my damn nerves, but he's a Laker. So.
Gotta watch him now,
yeah,
baby.
I gotta watch him and kind of root for him now. Marcus Smart, the latest Laker. All right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, we've got some new faces in town. We got some new faces at NRG. We got some new faces in a Texans uniform. In fact, since we started the show, the Texans added another new face, particularly on the defensive side of the football. The Texans additions on the defensive side of the football that we're going to get our first look at Wednesday when they start training camp. We'll run down a list of those players that all the Texans fans out there should be looking forward to seeing for the first time in a Texans uniform. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.